Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello and welcome back to Fertility Matters with me, Jessica Hobbis. This is the show where we talk about all things related to the health space and have a range of experts from the field in. Hope you enjoy. Hello everyone. We're really lucky to have Pilar back with us today. And Pilar, who we've had on before to speak about the semen microbiome, is coming on today to talk about herself and the Conceivio app. And she's a nutritional therapist. After a decade of really helping a lot of people on this, she co-founded Conceivio, which is a digital platform designed to provide universally accessible and affordable support, which we're going to touch on later, which I'm super excited to do about. But yeah, welcome back, Pilar. I'd love to welcome you back on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited to be here today because, you know, we did a podcast back in the day. I can't remember exactly when it was, but it was quite a while ago. And that is sort of basically what started my talks with or my conversations with Conceivio. So, you know, you had a little bit of a role in the Conceivio from the beginning, which is great.
That is amazing. Well, I guess for people who perhaps are being introduced to you for the first time, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your own journey into this space, how you became a nutritional therapist, how you specialize in fertility?
Yes, thank you. So basically, you know, I was working in the city. I was trading bonds at the time. And that's when I started sort of my fertility journey. I thought, well, you know, how difficult can it be? You never sort of like question your ability to get pregnant. Well, it proved to be quite complicated. So after sort of overcoming, you know, my own issues, I had a couple of babies. And then I thought, you know what, there's got to be something I can do for other people. So I quit finance and I went back to university. I qualify as a nutritional therapist. So after 4 years of that, I started my own practice. And of course, I specialize in fertility and hormonal balance because that's kind of what I was really interested in. And after that, I did the American qualification. I did IFM. So I'm certified with the Institute of Functional Medicine. And, you know, the practice just progressed from there. So it was all, you know, fertility. It was getting more and more complicated cases. I was getting more and more into the testing side of things because, you know, we've got a saying, as you well know, Jessica, right? That it's like, you know, test, don't guess. And when I started my own journey and when I started practicing, you know, there were quite a few tests. Couple of them, and now we've got tons of really amazing tests like yourself, you know, your screening test, right? They're absolutely amazing. We can look into every aspect of the microbiome, and it's not just, you know, the vaginal microbiome, you know, we get the gut and the uterine blood and you know, and the seminal microbiome. So there's lots of things that we can look into. And after a few years sort of like testing and helping people and lots of babies arriving, the opportunity to work with Conceivio came along, and I jumped to it because it was at that time when I was thinking, you know what, helping people on a one-on-one basis is brilliant, right? Because we are making a difference, absolutely. But what if we could do this on a bigger scale? What if we could sort of reach, you know, 100 people a day, right? Then, you know, maybe like two or three that you would speak to in clinic. So it came at the right time, and it came out of something we call an impact fund in Denmark. So it's a fund that only does renewable energies or clean energies and health projects. So they really have their heart in sort of helping people on the fertility journey. So it kind of really sort of like ticked all the boxes.
That's amazing. And I guess, where does that fit into, say, your previous work or people on their fertility journey? So how would you recommend people fitting Conceivio into that?
So that's a really good question, actually, because the app that we put in together is a fertility companion, is a fertility coach. It doesn't. It's a little bit like, you know, when we talk about sort of alternative medicine and traditional medicine, it doesn't. They don't really. They're not mutually exclusive. We are one more big piece into the fertility puzzle because we are a digital platform that basically means that you can reach the app anywhere where there's an internet connection, and what's in there is a very highly trained AI companion and AI coach that can answer your questions. But the first time you get into the app, it answers a ton of, you know, you answer a ton of questions for the AI. So basically the questionnaire that myself and a lot of my colleagues will run before they see a client. So the AI has been very highly trained by myself and the scientific board basically prepares a report, a brief kind of to the point report that starts the fertility journey. That doesn't mean that experts, you know, nutritionists, yoga practitioners, dietitians, naturopathic doctors, IVF clinics don't play a role. Of course they do, and they come after that because the AI is also able to recommend, you know, which will be the best fit for them, which practitioner. Because, you know, if they got an indication that there might be a hormonal imbalance towards them, the side of androgenic dominance, there's a bit of PCOS concerns, the AI will send them, the coach will send them to or put them in front of experts who specialize in that particular concern. So because we have vetted all our experts, because we make sure they got the right qualifications, they're all insured, they all have experience, we know that whoever is there offering support to our users is knowledgeable enough that can really help on them on the journey. So we're trying to sort of move away from, all right, it's 3 a.m. and I'm Googling all these things because I'm very confused and I don't know what to do next on my fertility journey, to, we got you. We've done the work. We've done the vetting. We've done all the research. We managed to get an awful lot of really good content that you can access at whichever time in the day you need to a question to be answered. Come to us.
That's amazing. I think that's, yes, such a powerful use of AI as well as part of that process, just to really streamline things and find the answers that people are actually looking for. I know you kind of mentioned the partners and the practitioners that you recommend. Is that then also specific content is recommended based on what your you've inputted in the survey?
Right. So then the survey sort of directs the content, or sort of like, you know, the content that you're going to be, I mean, you can access all the content, right, within the app, but some of the content is going to be highlighted for you in order to, you know, to sort of match your needs according to the questionnaire to the resources that we have. And also with the practitioners, but it's not just that. There's also testing. Like, for example, you know, ScreenMe, part of our app, and we're so very proud of doing this with them. So then the app will be able to tell, or so the AI coach will be able to tell where the gaps in your testing are. If you're really early on the fertility journey, we'll start with small steps. It's not going to be like, okay, you need to do all this, you know, all this testing. It's going to start with really small steps. But if you already sort of like down the road of you know, your fertility journey is already sort of like, you know, started a few months ago, you've done some testing, you might have seen a doctor, you might have seen an expert, you might have tested X, Y, and Z, they take you to the next step.
No,
And
that's
also,
sorry.
because we, you know, we know offering tests that we cannot interpret, right? So we got resources to interpret those tests, to send you, to help you along the way onto the next step. So every test that's there is something that I know really well from my prior practice, but also some, you know, tests that we rely on because we know they use the highest quality methods and the results are completely reliable. So, you know, once they do the testing, they can use that testing wherever they go. So whether they go see an expert, whether they go see a fertility clinic, whether they want to take, you know, take it to a pharmacist, get treatment, whether they want to go and get some supplements on the back of that, the results will be absolutely reliable.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And I think you kind of touched on it there. I mean, we're thrilled to be a partner as well. And you mentioned how you kind of screen your partners. So I'd love to know, just to be super clear for those listening, how do you choose the people that you allow or recommend onto the app, just so people can be super clear on that?
Absolutely. So What we do is we've got an intake questionnaire. We're quite big on questionnaires, right? So we've got questionnaires for the user, but also questionnaires for the experts. So our experts have to complete a questionnaire, but also we interview them. So typically, we've got a marketing team that has been very highly trained in terms of what qualifications, what experience, what specialities we need, because you know we have quite a few experts at the moment, so we don't, you know, we need to sort of expand, sort of like make sure that we cover every area of concern within fertility. So they know exactly what we're looking for. I get involved in a lot of those conversations as well, and because it's not just you know, okay, you got the qualification, that's great. We also interview them, then they produce some content and we check the content. So we make sure that they got the qualifications, they insured, they've been interviewed, but also once we look at the content, we make sure that they can actually deliver as well. And then, you know, then we're comfortable that whoever is on there on the app is a safe resource for our users, because especially for some of us who've been on the fertility journey, you feel very vulnerable because you're in a you know, in a very sort of in an emotional state that you need support. People might actually be.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, I guess not quite as honest in terms of sort of like, you know, offering you help that you might not need, or offering you the help that, you know, is not right for you. We're making sure that we bypass those two things, and anything is that's in the in our Consilio app is not only trustworthy, but it is the right decision for you.
No, that's amazing. And I think that's really important just to clarify as well. And I love that you help people with kind of like the small steps, but then also if they want to move on to bigger steps like testing. I like that you kind of cover all parts of the fertility journey. I was wondering, is there then support on the steps, say if someone does then conceive? Are there steps on the kind of the maternal journey? Is that something that you want to build out in the future?
They are absolutely. So our app is like not just, it's like four apps in one. So we started, and actually I like to say there's nearly five, right? Because the fertility journey is that it tends to be like at the beginning, it tends to be very female oriented, and it tends to be because we are more proactive on this front in general. So when I started my practice, like you know, nearly, you know, sort of like 15 years ago, very few men will come through the door. Then some of them will come kicking and screaming because their wife will like dragging them into the clinic, you know, to see what the problem was. And now they, you know, towards the end, they will come naturally. So for me, the first step is branching out. So we helping women, but we also helping men, and we put it all together because it's 50-50. You know, we need to sort of make sure that both part sides of the couple, if there is a couple, are working well. But also, if that is not the case, and we have like same-sex couples, or we have people do it on the fertility journey on their own, we have tons of support for them as well, including sperm and egg banks. So, you know, we got a lot of things for, you know, to support absolutely everyone. But also in terms of the next stages, we do pregnancy, we do birth, and we do parenthood. So we don't disappear the minute you get pregnant, because also we know that the in the fertility journey, especially if you had pregnancy loss at the beginning, those first few weeks, those first few months are quite they're quite stressful, right? Because you always think, like, is this going to work? Is this going to work? So having that support, we do a lot of mental health, we do a lot of yoga, we there's loads of nutritionists, because I guess in the UK at least, the nutritional therapists and the functional medicine practitioners are leading the alternative medicine sector of or like effort in infertility. But there's a lot of for the support that we offer in as well. There's counselors, there's coaches, so we make sure that that first step is already under development. And then as we go through and people get pregnant and people move into the next stages, we'll continue to develop the app.
That's amazing. I think that's so nice to kind of cover that full range, because as you said, it's the journey doesn't end once you've given birth.
Exactly.
I think that's
Absolutely, it
the
doesn't
start of
at
one
all.
journey, isn't it? So I think that it's nice that you offer that support so that people can still feel guided and kind of empowered throughout that as well. So I think that's really nice. And as you also mentioned, the men's aspect of it is obviously super important as
Correct.
well.
Absolutely. So even if your partner is not, if you're in a couple and your partner is not coming along, we ask, what's your gender? What's the gender of your partner? And then we give a little bit of advice, for the partner. Obviously, it's not a full-fledged advice because we don't have the data to do that. But we bring the partner on board from day one. And also, sort of like going forward. So if once we transition into sort of like the next steps or stages, because we got a lot of information about each and every one of our users, because they've been with us for a while, we can sort of get the information and hit the ground running in terms of like, breastfeeding or like birth, breastfeeding, parenthood, whatever else. We already know where you're coming from, so we already have some data that, to help you with.
No, that's amazing. And I think that's really important in terms of access as well, regarding whatever your gender or sexuality. I think creating a platform that is welcome and safe for all of those people, I think, is super
Absolutely.
important.
Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We sort of we're universally accessible. So as long as you've got you can plug yourself or like you can sort of be on Wi-Fi or 5G anywhere, we can help you. All our testing is from home. We can translate all our content initially into Spanish, some Spanish, and from then onwards, we are going to use the power of AI to translate to every language that we can think
Amazing.
of. I
That's
mean, right
really
now we're thinking
interesting.
about 40 different languages, because a lot of people speak English, but not everybody does, right? So we want to reach those people who find it hard to get to a lab to do a test, people who might find it hard to sort of to get to a doctor for whatever reason, people who don't qualify for IVF, but they can make some lifestyle changes that could lead them onto a much healthier fertility journey. So we just we know we don't want to leave anyone out who
Absolutely.
needs support.
And I think that's also a big one in terms of access regarding language and that side of things, just because that can be such a barrier when people are trying to get the support that they want. So I think the fact that you are utilizing this to be accessible in different languages is really great. And does that mean, will that then extend at some point as you build out to also include practitioners that speak multiple languages, are based in different areas? Is that something where you see the future of Concevio going?
It has already started. So yes, so we already, because one of my marketing team is from Venezuela, so she speaks Spanish. So we've been sort of already working on that. But we do have practitioners who right now are producing content in English, who are Danish, French. So we will get to that step. You know, we'll get to content in their sort of mother tongue, very soon if we can, and also that will follow with. You guys are global, which is a dream for me because you know we can send a screening test anywhere in the world, but the sort of things like blood testing tends to be a little bit more local or more sort of like region based. So we're working on that as well. So right now we've got lots of practitioners. Also, there's lots of partners. Who can offer testing in different regions. So we can offer testing in pretty much all the English speaking world, Europe, and we continue to expand. You know, some of our partners, like yourself, could be anywhere in the world. You know, from the start, which is great. So our aim is to be global, and little by little, quite fast actually, moving towards it. No, and also, we're bringing the fertility clinics. On board as well, and because there's some regions or some countries that are a little bit more of an IVF hub. Like for example, Spain is quite big. So is Greece. The UK tends to be a little bit more bespoke, not quite as widespread. So we're sort of like looking at. Will be our partners in each and every region, and we're bringing them on board as well.
That's amazing. And I guess I just had a question with regards to the how clinics are onboarded onto the app. Is that a case of then, should someone decide to then want to go down an IVF clinic route, does the app then recommend specific clinics to reach out to depending on what they want from a clinic? Do you have a little evaluation of each clinic? Is that something that you guys provide?
That's absolutely correct. So we're doing a couple of things with that with the clinics. It's a vetting process exactly the same as with the experts. So we do our own research. We interview them, and then we are trying to get not just a sort of like a geographical fit. Which will be, if somebody's in the States, they're not going to come all the way to Turkey, right? But if they also have a particular condition, and we know that there's a clinic that specializes in endometriosis with for women over 40, that will be highlighted and that will be flagged. And we're using not just my experience, but also we got lots of practitioners, lots of experts who've been referring to clinics for years. So we are piggybacking on that, we're getting them the input on board as well. And this is kind of really early days. We're sort of like bringing their IVF clinics on board, and we're also trying to get them to to share the app with the users, because even if they're not sort of it can go both ways. You know, they can sort of give the app to their own users, so that they can benefit from all the lifestyle, all the diet, all the recipes, all the early testing. So we're trying to sort of like feed fertility, wherever we can. So expanding on that front as well.
Well, I see what you mean when you say it's five apps in one. It seems like it's a lot all in one place, which I know will be super useful for people that are trying to use it. And I guess you've kind of touched on it with about the global expansion and just onboarding more partners. Is there anything else that you see in the future for the Concevio app, or anything else that you feel like you haven't mentioned?
Well, I think reaching a much wider population, so like getting to those people who are like really struggling to get the support that they need, is kind of one of our main motivations. But also we are an ecosystem. We're not just for the users, which is kind of obviously really, really important, but we all, as a practitioner myself, we also feel that we we need to sort of support this ecosystem. So the practitioners support the users support the practitioners. Are we in the middle, sort of like, you know, sort of like making it all happen? Mm-hmm. So we know that some users will absolutely love to work with a practitioner, but, you know, the price might be a little bit too high. And at the same time, the practitioners don't really have like all the hours in the day to be seeing, mm-hmm. to be seeing people who need one-on-one support. So we are creating programs mm-hmm. where people can download them on demand, and we sort of like get into the sort of the holy grail of passive income for some of our for the experts who want to participate in that. So they can create programs, those programs can be downloaded, the users can use them in their own time at a fraction of the price that it would be to work with them on a one-on-one. We are creating our own sort of Concivio program that will be sort of populated by our AI coach based on the questionnaire. So that's kind of like the next step, the next sort of like close step. And then, because again, we want to sort of make sure that whoever comes through our door, you know, so virtual door that is, you know, gets the support that they need and they can afford. We're trying to be as accessible as possible. But also we want to create a place where our experts feel that they are thriving, they're supporting each other. We are going to create a community. So, and not just for users, but also for experts. So again, it's going to be the sort of ecosystem where everybody feeds off each other. And the programs is our next big step, which is basically being developed as we speak. So it's basically weeks before it goes live.
Oh, wow, that all sounds very exciting. And yeah, I think you guys are doing so much, and it's really important. I like how you vet the knowledge and the information, just because it can be, as you said, overwhelming and also sometimes misleading, some of the content that's out there. So creating that safe space where you're getting verified and bespoke recommendations on what you can do, I think is super important and something that is definitely lacking. So yeah, I think that that's amazing.
Yeah. And also as we move from like, you know, the UK, Nordics, Netherlands, Ireland, where everybody sort of like knows the qualifications, and we all kind of, you know, when you talk, you know, about registered nutritionists, you know exactly, you know, what qualification they have. As we move further afield, we need to make sure that all those practitioners have the qualification that that country regards as the highest qualification for whichever practice they're involved in. So that's something that's very close to, you know, to Concilia's heart, just making sure that everybody's safe wherever they are.
100%. I think that quality of care and that dedication to that is really important. I think a really nice aspect of what you guys are doing. But I think that kind of brings me to the end of my questions about, the app and how you guys have been going on. But I was wondering if there's anything else that you wanted to add at all. It sounds like you guys are doing so much in the space, and the app's available to download. So I'll share all the relevant socials and your own as well. But
thank you very much. I mean, just to say, so, I mean, we covered, you know, loads today. So thank you so much for inviting me, for your time, for the questions. And then one thing that I just wanted to mention is that we are very happy to take feedback. So if users, if practitioners have anything to say, any comments, anything that would make our effort better for the majority of people, for the people who are using the app, we'd love to hear it. So any feedback would be highly, highly appreciated from anyone and everyone.
Yeah, I think that's the best approach to have as well. I think listening to the community itself is the best way to create something that people would like. So that's
amazing. I mean, this is for them, it's for the experts, it's for the clinics, it's for everybody to sort of find a place where they can work together. So if we are doing something that is not 100%, we need to know, or we'll listen.
Yeah, completely. Completely agreed. And thank you so much for sharing your time and running through that. And yeah, I really love what you guys are doing. So thank you for sharing.
My pleasure. Thank you so, so much.
Now that brings us to the end of the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed listening to Fertility Matters with me, Jessica Hobbis from ScreenMe, and really looking forward to hearing from you guys next week.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.